systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, July 22nd, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 221 of the Jam Hole Live Free Comedy Podcast, coming to you from Kalispell, Montana. You know what?
What?
We have single-handedly put Kalispell, Montana on the map.
Really?
It is not the Big Mountain, a.k.a. Whitefish Ski Resort. It is not...
The Flathead Valley?
It is not Flathead Lake, the biggest lake west of the Mississippi. It is not Columbia Falls, known for having the most chlamydia of any city in the world. It is us.
It's the Jam Hole.
I know. When people are like, hey, where are you from? And you're like, Montana. They're like, oh, shit, I know that place. That's where the Jam Hole's from. And they're like, yeah, the Jam Hole.
You're a liar.
No, I am a liar. But one day, we are going to be the reason. You guys have tuned in to the only podcast we are
worth listening to in Kalispell, Montana.
We are Montana's best podcast. I get so sick of hearing that on like the radio station B98. It's like the Flathead's best rock and roll. It's like, yeah, you're the only rock and roll
right
here. And like we can claim that shit. We are the best podcast in Montana.
The most successful so far.
We are the most successful, the longest running.
Right.
We've been nominated for a podcast award. Thank you, Keith and the Girl.
Yes. But
yeah, we can ride that fucking train till the wheels fall off and they run out of coal and all the black people throw their arms up and say, no, we're not shoveling coal anymore. And then they hose off and you're like, whoa, you guys weren't black people. You were white people, but you were just covered in coal.
Wow.
Oh, this is episode 221. Thank you guys for being with us for the Wednesday night show. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit, we'll read it on the show, or give us a call, 406-204-4687. What's that smell?
Got pee.
What's that smell? Hot pee.
406-204-got-pee.
Hot pee.
Got pee.
So I was driving around today, and I saw, you know, all of the churches around here like to put up their clever, witty signs. And I usually don't think nothing of them because they all kind of say the same thing. They're like, a perfect church for people who are not perfect or stupid shit like that. But this one totally caught my attention. It said, you think it's hot now? Keep living the wrong way.
Whoa.
Like, hey, you don't know me. Fuck off. And because it's been, like, in the 90s here. Like, it's been really hot and awesome.
Oh, my God. It's so hot.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Hey, what? You think it's hot now? Keep living the wrong way. Keep not believing
like
in God.
Hot.
Keep being an
like
atheist
it
whore.
It's fine. I'm from Florida, bitch.
That's right. I'm like that
I
one
like
dude
hot
who said, I like it hot,
humidity.
Hot,
100% humidity, bitch. Bring it on. I got it.
I just think it's awesome that they're, like, they're totally, like... You think it's hot now, motherfucker? Wait till you die. There's no sunscreen in hell. I mean, there's no sun in hell, but there's no sunscreen and you will burn. You think that sunburn hurts? Keep living the wrong way. What, like going out fishing all day and not putting on sunscreen? No. You know what I mean. Keep not coming to our church.
Okay.
And that goes back to the whole thing. That you're just getting people to follow you because you're scaring them.
Yep.
This isn't Halloween. This isn't a haunted house. Haunted?
Haunted.
A haunted house. Stop that. Stop doing that. I'm so sick of it. So we had another celebrity death. This one has affected me the most.
Really?
I'm going to go ahead
and
just...
The one that nobody has talked about.
I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there.
Go ahead.
I am affected by this one the most. I've poured out my liquor.
I was listening to another podcast and heard about it as well.
Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure.
Who died?
Well, you tell me. I'll tell you.
You tell me. Are you talking about Walter Cronkite?
No.
Oh.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, so then another one died. Well, I'm not either.
What?
Are you talking about... Does it run around on all fours?
No.
Well, then you tell me, because that's not who I'm talking about.
It was the latest Distorted View show.
Oh, I haven't listened to that.
It was one of the voicemails that he was like, I really did not want to talk about that because it's stupid.
Michael Jackson?
No.
He's dead?
No.
What? Say it ain't so.
He faked his death. Anyway.
He faked it to get out of child porn molestation. That's awful, and that is a lie.
Yes. But no, someone else died or something, and Tim Henson was like, you know, I don't really want to talk about him because he's old. It was expected he was going to die.
Walter Cronkite.
Are you sure? Because I think
he
said something else. I don't remember.
Because he was old and it was expected. Did Andy Rooney die?
No.
Not yet?
No. Hmm. Andy Rooney, that guy's great.
That guy's dead. That guy died like 5 years ago. He just, like, no one told him. Like, hey, Andy. Huh? You're dead. What? I don't get that. I don't get dead.
What? No.
What? I just pooped my pants. No. Gidget is dead. I don't even know if I can talk about this without crying.
You go ahead and do that.
Taco Bell ad star Gidget the Chihuahua dies at age 15.
15?
Hey, what's 15 times 7?
A dead chihuahua.
A dead chihuahua. You can't feed the dog chalupas. I know the dog was all like, yo quiero taco. No, you cannot feed a dog fucking tacos and chalupas, dude. I'm so sad about this. Very unexpected. Very, very unexpected. Take Michael.
It's a 15-year-old dog. What?
And a chihuahua nonetheless, right? Like, take Michael, take Ed, take Walter. There's your dream team. Take Farrah. I don't care. Don't take Gidget. What, did God need a fucking chihuahua?
Yes.
I mean, come on. God, come on.
Well, yeah, maybe.
She was so young. Handlers say Gidget the Chihuahua, whose Taco Bell commercials made her a star, has died. She was 15. That's right. You heard it here first. The owner of Studio Animal Services in Castaic says Gidget suffered a massive stroke late Tuesday at her trainer's home in Santa Clarita and had to be euthanized.
What are you still having your dog go to a trainer for when it's 15 years old?
We have the 911 call. It goes a little something like this. Hello, 911 emergency. Yes, I need an ambulance. there's a star.
I need a 2-foot by 2-foot ambulance, please.
I need a shovel and a fucking hole dug in the ground.
Right.
Did you try CPR? Yes, her doctor is here with her. She's on the bed. He's performing CPR, but she's not responding. She's not responding.
Are you seriously? Were they really doing CPR?
She died of an OxyContin overdose.
Were they really doing CPR on the dog?
She's been doped up on pain pills ever since she got caught on fire back in the Taco Bell explosion of 1997. While she was singing her hit song, Beat It. No, wait.
No.
Gidget was the sassy mascot in Taco Bell commercials from 97 to 2000. While other dogs had bit parts, it was her bug-eyed, big-eared face that is seen pronouncing in a dubbed male voice, Yo quiero Taco Bell, Spanish for I want Taco Bell.
Yeah.
The ads made the Taco Bell mascot widely popular, although they provoked some criticism from activists who felt they used Mexican stereotypes.
Duh!
It's Taco Bell! Mexican food!
A chihuahua?
Like, hey, Taco Bell is offending me because you're using Mexican stereotypes. Stereotype 1, the taco. Stereotype 2,
chihuahua.
The chihuahua. The chihuahua, the chalupa.
I mean, really, are fucking Indians gonna name a dog a chihuahua, or are black people going to name a dog a chihuahua?
But it's not black food. It's not Indian food.
No, it's Mexican food, so the Mexicans are obviously going to name the dog
That's
a
right.
chihuahua!
You can't use a fucking German shepherd to be the mascot for Taco Bell.
No!
Maybe for like a wiener schnitzel or something. Do you remember?
Wiener schnitzel?
Do you remember wiener schnitzel?
Yes.
I used to love the shit out of that place. Yeah, they had such good hot dogs.
Wonderful.
I love their wieners.
We can stop that now.
Gidget, also
say you love wiener again.
You may also.
I will walk out of this place.
Snibbler says my chihuahua is still alive. That's
I'm
because
sorry for you.
Your chihuahua is probably not 15 and had a wicked bad cocaine habit.
Well,
also a Mexican stereotype.
Oh my god!
Who
the hell wants to own a chihuahua?
My great. Let's see. It was my dad's grandmother. So my great great grandmother had a fucking chihuahua, and every time we fucking my phone says it's time for the jam hole. Hey, the jam hole's on.
Oh hey.
Hey, who forgot to turn their phone off?
Not me.
Uh huh. Well, that's sad. Hollywood mourns the loss of yet another star.
Whatever. I don't even like chihuahuas. They look like fucking rats.
Show some fucking respect.
No. No.
Yo quiero Taco Bell,
I
man.
I don't care.
No one will ever be able to do that again.
Sure they will.
I will miss that. Maybe this one is especially close to home because I won the Taco Bell Xbox giveaway back in the day. I told this story a long time ago, but for you, we, back when the Xbox first came out and Project Gotham was like their, what's it called? Their main game. Like, this is the game that the Xbox was made for. This is going to take gaming to a whole new fucking level. So you had to go to Taco Bell and get these little scratch off things. You'd scratch it off, put the number in online.
So Red Fox wants to
know. How's your cancer doing, you bitch? I bet if you were nicer, bad things wouldn't happen to you. Go ahead, what? What? Was its name Princess, whatever her name is? Princess, what was her name? Princess. There was two of them. Fuck, I can't even remember Monday's episode. That's how awful I am.
You're such a jerk.
Don't be mean, I see you over there. Do you want to...
When you talk about nerdy stuff, I just want to, like...
Gidget died!
Suck start a Glock. That's what it makes me think of right there. I'm very sorry, but that's what it
Fine.
Makes me want to do.
Fine.
What?
Well, here's something what? You might care about.
What?
Spider-Man director agrees to take on Warcraft project. You fucking geek fuck.
No, I don't really care that much, but I'll watch it.
Fuck yeah, I'll watch it too.
Of course you will. You
I won't,
fucking nerd.
I won't watch it for 19 hours out of.
Oh, look at that's not what the Bloodhouse is supposed to look like. Where the hell is Karen Thorin? I don't get it.
Oh wow! I'm not gonna watch the movie for like 19 hours every day. Like these kids are playing this game, but you know I'll watch it just to see.
Right.
And
I'll have to explain to you every fucking
no.
thing.
And if you do, I'll give you even more cancer. Because that's how I roll. Don't
Dude,
fuck with me.
Every time we fuck, we give each other cancer.
Legendary Pictures.
We're dying.
You're dying.
We
I'm fine.
Are gonna die.
I'm fine.
You're going to get penis cancer because you have a funky lump on your dick.
Snibbler says Princess Di- What? Wow. All right. Is that how you want to play? You remember that.
What?
You remember that when you start crying because of things I say. You're like, you're so mean.
Well,
remember
you cry.
That.
You told me at one point that unless things are specified before the show, that everything is open on the show. And
that's
you never
fine.
Specified anything
I've
about
had
your
it
lumpy
since I was
penis.
A little kid. Cool.
So you're cool with
and
it.
And it hangs to the left. Cool.
Cool. So you never said anything about not
and your
saying
ass
anything
is
about
getting
that?
Fat. Not cool.
I'm leaving.
Go on a diet. Legendary Pictures, which joined Warner Brothers in backing The Dark Knight and 300, took a big step toward assembling what may be its next blockbuster franchise. The company said on Tuesday that Sam Raimi had agreed to direct a movie based on the World of Warcraft online game and fantasy universe. And this, like, you automatically know that this is going to do well, at least in for the opening days, you know. It's just like people that start podcasts based around things that already have established audiences.
Wizard Rock.
Exactly. You start a podcast based on Harry Potter. Harry Potter already has an established audience of millions of people. Obviously, you're going to have listeners. You make a movie based on a game that has over, what, 11 million subscribers? You're going to have a lot of fucking money being made just because of that built-in popularity. It's kind of cheating, but it was bound to happen sooner or later. I think this will kick off the apocalypse. This and Gidget dying. I'm sad about that.
I'm sad about...
Gidget dying.
Sure.
That's what I'm sad about.
What about our cancer?
I don't care. I don't have cancer. You do because you have weak, shitty genes.
What's that lump on your thing?
It's cancer. Okay? Do you feel better?
Yes.
Good. Mr. Amy directed three films in some... You know what the difference is? What? Mine's benign, and yours is going to kill you from the inside out.
I don't care. It doesn't make my junk look funky.
That's fine. You still suck it, so... What? You like sucking
it? Now I'm going to stop sucking it, because it's going to be like, every time it hits my lips, I'm going to be like, cancer.
Stop sucking, you start paying rent. That's all. Mr. Amy directed three films in Sony's Spider-Man series and is expected to start shooting a fourth this fall, set for release in 2011. Did you know they were making Spider-Man 4?
No.
Like, what else is there to do?
I don't care, because there's nothing left. There's like...
That's one, like, I'm trying to think. I never really read the comics. I was a big fan of the cartoon, the Spider-Man cartoon.
You watch a cartoon?
Yeah, it was cool. I have all of them.
I read the comic.
I think, are they going to bring in, not Fear, what was that group with, Nick Fury, I think his name was? Because they had a pretty big part in the Spider-Man cartoon. What the fuck were they called? Someone in the chat, please tell me. You know what I'm talking about. Blizzard Entertainment, which introduced its first Warcraft game back in 1994, began developing the current film version with Legendary 3 years ago. Wow. With more than 11 million monthly subscribers, the Warcraft series has been widely described as the most heavily played of the multiplayer online games. Ugh, that is fucking awesome.
Yes.
I'm in there kicking ass, left and right, kicking ass.
It's a cool game.
Warner, which is expected to be a co-financer of the Warcraft movie and to distribute it, has been hungry for new film series to augment a roster of high-budget fantasy and action franchises that include the Batman, Superman, and Harry Potter films. They're just hungry for something new. the studio flirted with, then pulled back, or pulled out, from a Justice League of America project that would have put some of its DC Comics-based heroes, including Batman and Superman, in a single film. Could you imagine? 26 says, why isn't Danny's brother talking? What's wrong, Michael? What? What's the matter? Go ahead.
What?
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Are you mad now?
No.
Don't be mean. And I won't be mean back.
You were just mad. That's all.
What? I'm not mad.
You were mad because I brought up your lumpy penis. That's all.
That's fine. Whatever. I don't even care.
I think you do.
Obviously, I don't.
That's how you want to be. Okay. Well, let's play it like this.
That's fine.
It was just a fact that I had brought up. That's all.
Okay.
I have cancer. No big deal.
You it is a big deal.
Cancer.
Because that's going to give us lots of hospital bills.
That's fine. I'll die before I have to pay them off.
We
and
can
then
only
you know
hope.
What? I'll be married to you.
You wish.
And they'll be left to
that's
you.
That's never going to happen.
And then you'll die and they'll be left to your grandpa.
I'll kill you and then myself. It was not immediately clear when production might start on the Warcraft film, which would be delayed until Mr. Raimi finishes with Spider-Man 4. He last directed Drag Me to Hell, a supernatural horror picture that was not intended as a broad crowd pleaser and took in only about $42 million. Oh, hey, it only made $42 million. No big deal.
Not really.
I guess, I mean, in the scheme of things, like, you gotta figure it probably costs, what, $15 to $20 million to make, so... But
hey,
that's still, you doubled your money if that's...
Snivler says I have a lump on my balls, Matt. It's okay.
I'm not pissed. Jesus. Look what you started.
No!
That's fantastic. Right. Are you proud of it now?
Yes. I want to take a plaster mold of the lump on your penis and sell it online.
Okay.
Now I do.
Fantastic.
I really want to. So I can be able to look at this and tell me if it's cancer. Oh, man.
I don't usually have feelings for...
I know.
For... Are you seriously wearing a shirt that says hottie on it?
I can't help it. It's the only one I have that doesn't touch my back.
Hey, guys, give me attention. I'm the one with the big boobs with the shirt that says hottie.
I can put another one on.
No, that's fine.
I got one more that doesn't touch the upper part of my back.
Is that why you're wearing it?
Yes.
What's wrong with the upper part of your back?
Nothing.
Getting some more cancer?
I think so. It's like
you
all
are,
bubbled up.
You are peeling like nobody's business.
Dude, you should have seen it today. It was all bubbled up and just blistered.
It looks
to hell.
Like back when you're in school and you take Elmer's school glue and like put it all over your hand and then peel it off. Like that's literally, I'm not kidding. That's
I can't
what
see
it looks
it.
Like.
I don't know. I
that, no,
it.
Let me tell, I'm telling you, that's what it looks like.
It
it's
feels
disgusting.
Like that.
Your back is disgusting me. But, like, I love you.
But you know what? I blistered up probably last night, and you fucked me last night.
That's right. After you sucked my lumpy t-
God damn it! Can we never just talk about our problems ever?
You started it!
You said something about my cancer, and so I was like, but, hey, lumpy penis. And then you're like...
That's
that
how
was
they're
my comeback.
That's how
I had that one under my
that's
sleeve.
That's how they're supposed to be. Aren't they?
What?
That's how mine's always been. I can't help it. Was I born with cancer?
Yes. I've seen penises that go kind of crooked.
Honestly, I've tried to cut it off before when I was younger. It doesn't work. It keeps growing back.
Are you serious?
No.
You tried to cut
I did,
off?
Yes. I'm serious about that. It didn't keep growing back, but it I couldn't do it.
You wanted to cut it off, though?
It bled like a motherfucker.
What? Did you, like, actually start cutting it?
Yes. First, I was, like, poking it with stuff, trying to figure out what the fuck it was, and then that wasn't working. I ended up having a needle, like, all the way through it, like, in one end and out, it was... You want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. No, it won't pop. It's like...
No,
it's,
off to send you a picture
it's like
of
a
it.
Tumor. But
kind
it's
of.
Not a tumor.
A tumor. No, it's like... Remember I told you I had like a wart on
it's
my
like
finger
cyst,
and I cut it
I
off?
It's like a think. It's a
it's
cyst.
A big fucking wart.
It's not a wart. Because you can pop warts.
No, you can't.
You can cut them off...
Yeah, and then they grow back.
I broke like 3 scalpel blades trying to cut it off. It was like made
There's
of...
There's something wrong with you!
It was made of adamantium or something. And
there
then it punched me.
There's something so wrong with you.
It punched me in the balls.
You have problems with your penis. If you break scalpel blades trying to cut through a piece of flesh on your penis,
I'm
that
just
should
that
be like
badass.
Butter.
I'm just that badass.
No, 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 that's not... No.
Can we continue on with what
no.
I was... Vet 26 says Matt should have a dermatologist freeze it off.
Yeah.
I've tried that, too. It doesn't work.
What? You tried...
Dry ice.
That does...
Dry ice fucking hurts. Let me tell you something.
Dry ice is not what you use to freeze
What do you
off
use,
something?
Then, scientist? I'm sorry, I didn't see the MD after your fucking name. I apologize. I didn't see your fucking Harvard
you
doctorate degree hanging on the wall.
And you get the wart removal fucking burn off
it's
stuff.
It's not in there.
Well, maybe it is. Do you know? Did a doctor go, huh, let me see your penis today.
No,
and
because
you're like,
I don't
I got
like...
this weird lump. And the doctor's like, huh, that's not a wart. I don't know
you
what
know
it
why?
Is. Here, put it back
because
in your pants.
It doesn't bug me, so I've never...
No, nothing's going to bug you, but it could still be something harmful to you, and you don't
not
know
Not to me.
It.
I'm fine.
Yeah, you're fine now.
And
but
that's all that matters.
What if
hey,
cancer or something
live,
weird like that?
Live for the moment, okay?
Get tested for me,
no.
Or I'll kick your
now
ass.
I'm not,
no, I'm
now I'm super not gonna. Now I'm super not gonna.
I'm never sucking your dick again.
Fine. Pay rent.
I'll go home.
Later. Sit the fuck down. Hey, get over here. Hey, we're in the middle of a goddamn... I'm going to kick her fucking ass.
sit in your fucking chair and talk.
Fuck. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I hear you, Jay-Z. You throw something else at me, I'm fucking you up.
Get back.
Can I continue? Please.
You still have a lumpy penis. You want to get tested for me now?
No. Now I'm really not gonna. You can go fuck yourself.
Why?
Now
why
I'm
would you do that? It's better for you to know.
Because I'm fine. That's why.
It's better for you to know.
I don't give a shit. That's why. Okay?
I want you to get tested.
Well, I want you to suck more cock and swallow.
I've been sucking more cock.
Have you been swallowing?
No.
Well, then there you go. You start swallowing and I'll think about getting tested.
You will not.
I will. If you start swallowing.
I'm not going to keep sucking your dick if I think you have fucking cancer penis.
A little late for that, don't you think?
Get
little late for that.
For me. Please.
Like I was saying.
It'll make me feel a lot better to know that your penis isn't going to fall off.
My penis is fine. It's just a little bigger in that spot. It's ribbed for your pleasure.
No, it's not. It's all the way at the bottom.
It's not the bottom. It's like in the middle.
Is it?
Jesus Christ. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking
about. It's like on the side somewhere.
What?
It's on the side. Go get tested for me, please. You've never been tested in your whole life. What would it hurt?
I'd like
to
keep it that way. I'm going for a Guinness record.
What?
You want to fuck that up for me?
Yes.
No. I will not let that happen.
What would it hurt to just go in and get your fucking
blood
work tested?
Red Fox says, hey, stop breaking up on the air.
Fuck you, Red Fox.
Hey,
sorry.
You be nice to my friends.
I like him too, but shut up, please. I'm not breaking up with you, Matt.
Adults are talking.
Yes, please. Go in the room while Mommy and Daddy argue.
26 says, if Matt gets tested, I will donate $31.
Look at that!
I will get tested if there's $100 donated.
You're a penis face. This is going to be like,
I don't care.
See Danny's boobies if there's 6 shirts sold by Friday. And guess what? We sold one.
That's fine. We sold one.
Make it 32, he says. And Red Fox says he'll donate 2. You know what? You've never been tested for any kind of disease in your entire life.
And I'd like to keep it that way because I'm just fine.
But you know what? I would like to know because there's certain diseases
won't
know.
Honestly, I would rather not know and keep being fine.
But
than
I would
to
like
be-
to know.
Why?
Because whatever you have, I have.
Well, then how about this? You go get tested again and tell me what we have, okay? Can we move on now?
You're going to go get tested.
Okay. I don't usually have feelings for inanimate objects.
Give me my hat back.
But today, I saw something and I almost cried.
Was it your lumpy penis?
I'm gonna kill you.
Was it my cancer on my cervix? You can't see that. The lump on your penis is more apparent.
Sorry. Keep going. Dig that hole. Dig that hole.
Cancer
Did you get
penis.
That warrant for your arrest taken care of?
Yep.
Good.
It's fine. Don't bug me. No.
Did you find a job yet?
Nope.
Good.
Got someone working on one for me.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Another kitchen job.
You know prostitution's illegal, right?
Yeah, I already looked that way.
okay.
There's not a whole lot going on in this area for that right
Gerard
now.
Gerard says, I'm on a boat.
I'm on a boat! But, no, it's another kitchen job out in Big Fork, so, looking at
Good.
That.
Those are careers that you can really just get behind. Like, those are jobs for life. Like, man, I
went
to school.
Are you
going to
be a water boy for the rest of your life?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah?
Guess who got a raise today? This guy right here.
Do you even know how much your raise was?
No.
No.
Because I don't care.
Because
it's just money. I don't give a shit.
But if you didn't have it,
I'm
going to
be a podcaster for life. No, because I'd just be living at my mom's house. Because I actually have parents that care about me.
Well, see, that's the same thing for me. If things go wrong the way, you know, I don't get a job back, I don't get my car, I can't keep my car, I can't stay here.
See, my car's paid off.
I'll just fucking stay there until I
die?
Decide to do something
Good.
Else.
From cancer?
Right.
I could do that all day. You're right. That is funny.
It is funny.
Talk about my
lumpy
dick. You just call me Lumpy.
Lumpy.
Lumpy and the cats are crotch. Coming at you live.
Curds and cream. And
so anyway, basically, I saw these two big, giant, fat fuckers on this little motorcycle, and I was so sad for the motorcycle. I wasn't like, wow, that sucks for you guys. You guys should go on a diet because you're going to have a high risk for heart disease or something. No, I was like, man, that would suck to be that motorcycle. It was so awful. Like, the dude was sitting in the front, and his belly was covering the gas tank. And then the chick was sitting in the back, and her belly was, like, forming around the dude's big, wide hips. They were, like, meshing with the... It was so gross.
Hey, 26 says, he's lump, he's lump, it's kind of curved.
Funny. Wanky, wanky.
Wanky, wanky.
Wank, wank.
So fat people on a motorcycle, great. I feel really horrible for the motorcycle.
Yeah.
I'm so sad.
That's all.
Right. Okay.
And then, this is awesome.
Did you see a lumpy penis?
No, I saw a dead bitch, though. Ask me what she died from. 3, 2, 3, 4, 1, 4, 4, 2, 2.
Into her cervix, because that's what gave her cancer. Yes.
I was driving on this little road. It was like kind of a one-lane road, like up in the mountains, up in these like rich people's area. You know how they have like these little skinny roads and then their driveways. And it's always like on the lake, and they always have these signs. It's like, welcome to the lake house. And they all, yeah. So it's real twisty and turny and shit. And I'm not hauling ass per se. I'm not going
over hauling ass.
I'm not going over 30, but it's real narrow. Like
but
my
the
truck,
speed limit's 10.
My truck, right? And I come around this corner.
I'm
and
not
there's,
doing over 30.
And
but
there's,
the speed limit was 10.
There's another car coming, and right as I come around this corner, and I totally see him, and I like go off into the ditch a little bit, and I just keep going, and I look in my rear view, and as I passed him, I noticed that it was just this really, really super old guy and his old fucking wife, just old as fuck, right?
You asshole.
So no, check this out. This is so great.
Heart attack.
No, no, this is so awesome though. So I go around him. Like, I don't even think about it. Like, I'm just driving, and I see him, and I'm like, and I go around him, and I get back on the road, and I look in my rearview mirror, and I'm not making this up. I see them jerk in, like, delayed reaction. Like, I had passed them, and they went to get out of my way after I had passed them. It was the most amazing
like,
thing
dude,
in the world.
Like, is that, like, 10-second lag?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's it. It was exactly that. I totally was watching in my rearview to see if they were, like, in the ditch or something, and then I watched them move. It was so funny, though. It was so great. And then I'm thinking, like, how do they drive normally? Like, you see a red light, like, it's green, and it turned red 10 seconds ago, but to you, it's still green. Like, I don't know. I don't understand that. I think we should take their licenses away, is what I'm getting at.
That's what happens to people who don't get tested for STDs when they're young. Because then the STDs go to their brain and make them screwed up and give them lumpy penises. And then they have a 10-second lag.
How do you know that old guy had a lumpy penis, you whore?
I sucked it.
Of course you did, you fucking whore. We got an email I'd like to read. We don't get email very often.
Okay, go
Dear
ahead.
Sir... I heard about your show the first time maybe a year ago on several other podcasts, and most of the time it was like that jam hole guy tries to plug his shit on our forums again, or something like that. Let's put it this way. I thought you were just another asshole with a lumpy penis. What? That wasn't very nice.
I didn't
even
say that.
Last weekend I watched the KTG show, number 940, and that brought you back to my attention. As I had a horrible week at my shitty work, I thought it couldn't get worse, and I gave your show a try. End of the story? I listened back to just about 10 shows or so, and now I'm officially becoming a jam hole enthusiast.
Woo!
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 Yeah! That's what I'm talking
enthusiast.
About. That's right. I'm enthusiastic. My first thoughts were right. You are an asshole, but one of the nice kind.
That's what I think.
Thanks to you and the lady for your show and keep on trucking.
That's me.
That's you. You're
it's
the lady.
Me. I'm the lady.
I'm you. You're the lady.
What the?
You're the lady? No, I am you. It says thanks
you're
to
the
you
lady.
And the lady. You're
you
the lady.
You just said I'm you.
I'm
you're
you.
You're the lady.
I hate you. I'm pretty short of money right now. Can't even afford capital letters, but maybe that's more a problem of the early time here. But a donation is on its way that will hopefully help in one way or another. Signed, Bob, from rainy Germany. And that is the guy that runs Fahrenheit 404. If you guys speak German, I don't know if it's a good podcast or not, because I don't speak German.
Neither do I.
The site looks nice, though. Go check it out, Fahrenheit404.com. He sent us money, and that's awesome.
Hey, every one of the guys in the chat room, Bird, Red Fox, 26, are going to all each donate $33 each if you go get tested.
If that happens, I will go get tested. Seriously, I will do it.
Like, for reals?
Yeah. I'm not going to be like, I got your money, bitch.
Yeah, you will.
No, I won't. I've never done that. I won't do
can
that.
Can we videotape it to prove it?
You're going to videotape them drawing my blood?
Yeah, why not?
You're going to videotape me doing it myself? Like, here, I've done this before.
Don't do that. They don't like that.
I know they don't, because I've done it before. I'm like, do you want me to do that? Your hands are shaking. I mean, my hands are shaking, too, but I've done this before.
Oh, my God.
I know how to calibrate for the shaky hands.
Oh, my fuck. No, you'll go get tested?
If there's $99, $100 in the account, I will go get tested. That's $33.66.99. Make it an even $100 and I'll do it. Which will end up being $99 because of PayPal gets theirs. Gotta get theirs. Some of that internet money.
That's so fucked up. You know, you'll go get tested for money, but you won't go and get tested for me.
Right, because as you all know, I don't give a shit about you, but I need money to live. Like
I thought you just said earlier, oh, it's just money.
Well, yeah, it is just money.
I don't care about money. It's just money. But you know what? I need money to live, so I'll go get tested for money.
Aren't you dead yet?
You fucking idiot!
How long does cancer take to kill somebody? So we got another email. This one was sent to us by 26. Are you okay? I thought I heard a child crying. A great argument against God I saw on Facebook. This is fantastic. Number one, suffering exists, right?
Right.
Obviously.
Because that's when I'm with you, is the suffering
right, that's
part of
when
life.
I'm with you.
When I have to suck your lumpy penis, that is suffering.
Is it?
When I don't know what the lumpy thing in my mouth is.
Why are you all of the sudden bugged about that? All of the sudden. It's not like, oh, wow, look, where did that come from? Like, I've had that for as long as I can remember. So, why all of a sudden?
It really doesn't bother me, like, to interact with or anything or fuck with.
Then get off my dick! Because when you diss me, you diss yourself.
No, but it just makes me curious to want to know if it's something more than just a lump on your dick.
Like what?
Like anything. It could be anything. I just want to know. I want to make sure that you're okay.
I named it. Pastulio. That's an Invader Zim pun. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
I let you touch his little hand. Oh my God.
That is awesome.
But yeah, I just want to know if it's something other than just a lump. I just want to know. It doesn't bother me.
Really?
I mean, if you had, like, two penises, I'd be kind of confused.
I'm glad that... Wait, what?
What?
If I had two penises?
I would be quite confused.
Peni.
Right.
Okay, so, suffering exists, right? Right. Number two, if God exists and is worth worshiping, he doesn't want us to suffer and can stop suffering at will, right?
Right.
Because God can do anything, right?
Sure.
Okay. Number three... It's not because of our sins, because babies also suffer and haven't had time to sin, right?
No.
Babies suffer.
What?
Babies suffer.
The ones that aren't born?
No, just babies in general.
I don't understand.
Okay. It's not suffering. It's not because of our sins. We don't suffer because of sin, because babies also suffer. And they're babies. Babies haven't had time to sin yet. That's what Christians, they do have a name for this. It's called original sin. But that's bullshit. Okay, just agree. Number 5. Therefore, God doesn't exist or is a masochistic bastard. Oh, and if you're going to say free will, then may I remind you that if God can't create a perfect world and still have free will for us, he can't do everything. Nor does the existence of pleasure require pain, so we appreciate it more. If God said it didn't have to, it wouldn't have to, right?
Sure.
Okay, so God doesn't exist. Good. Next argument. Your specific religion isn't the right one. Number 1, the only evidence you have for your holy book religion being worth more than someone else's holy book is that you are convinced it is so. That's all there is. It's called faith, right?
Right.
There's no proof. You can't be like, look, you know?
This is the right religion.
Exactly. Like, no, it's not actually. Number 2, lots of people are convinced by lots of different holy books religions. Holy books / religions. Number 3, they can't all be right. Number 4, therefore, it's possible to be utterly convinced and wrong. Right?
Right.
Right. Number 5, the chances of your religion being the right one, i.e., it has an equal chance as all other possible religions, are 1,000,000,000 to 1. Number 6, your religion probably is not the right one.
Well, which one's the right one?
None of them.
Atheism, right?
Well, the religion in general. It's all bullshit.
So atheism.
Next argument. The world doesn't need your God to exist. Number 1, before the Big Bang, there was no time and therefore no cause is necessary. Makes sense. Number 2, if the universe requires a creator because it's complex, then so does God. Who created God? God did. What?
Which came first, chicken or the egg?
Exactly.
Yeah.
God came first and then created the chicken, which
Where did
laid
God come from?
Which laid the egg.
Where'd God come from?
It's called faith.
No, I don't know. I don't. Wait, stop.
Then you're going to hell. Done. That's how I'm a good Christian and I save people, by condemning them to hell. Hey, you think it's hot in here? I laugh every time I see that sign. I want to go in there and be like, damn, it's hot in her.
Where is that at?
It's on it. Actually, if you go to the jamhole.com/pics and scroll all the way down to the bottom, you'll see a folder called Fun with Signs. And in there, you will see one night we went out and we collected a bunch of letters that go on the signs. Mm-hmm. And then we went back to all the places and made them say cool stuff. One of the places we may or may not have gone to was a church. And the sign may or may not have said, thou shalt be gay, on one side. And on the other side, it said, Christ is a liar. That's that. It's that church.
Oh, my God. That is so, like, can we go do that again?
Yes.
That's so awesome.
It is so much fun, dude.
I just
want to
see
so much fun.
What the people look like. Like,
anal
do it on a Saturday night.
Or fist ram often.
Well, no, do it on like a Saturday night and then like put cams out for Sunday morning.
We did. And I'll tell you something. For about 2.5 to 3 months after we made that sign allegedly say thou shalt be gay and Christ is a liar, they took all the letters down. They didn't make any witty comments, nothing, for like 2 or 3 months.
Nice.
It was so awesome.
Should do it again.
It was like, victory is ours.
Should do it again.
Yeah?
Yes.
We can. Actually, a lot of them, honestly, now, a lot of them have locks over them, but if they're little locks, I'm pretty good at picking those, so. I just don't like, that's why we took the letters first. because you don't have that much time to be out there trying to figure out what to make it say. So what we did, we had a piece of paper, and we made a tally of all the letters we had, and then we started, you know, figuring out what to make them say. So when we got to the spot, we knew exactly what was going to say. Everyone, there was three or four of us, I think, and everyone took parts of it. So we all ran out. We mobbed. It took us like 10 seconds. We hit the sign and like ran back, and boom, there was this message. Like, it was so coordinated. It was beautiful. It was so amazing.
Don't you need like the little stick thing with the thing on it to get the letters up there in the right spot? Or do you
No, they're low. The signs aren't like the real tall ones.
Oh.
Yeah. There's some like that that
we
did.
Have to change the one at McDonald's and it's retarded.
Yeah, no, you need a thing or a truck to get up on, but we can't use the work truck for that.
No.
But yeah,
so
go
you get white magnets.
Go to thegemhole.com/pics and look all the way at the bottom in that site and you'll see the fun with signs. And that was one night we did all those, allegedly. So, back to God not existing. Right. Before the Big Bang, there was no time and therefore no cause is necessary. Number two, if the universe requires a creator because it's complex, so does God. Number three, if God doesn't require a creator because he's always been there, then it would be simpler for the universe to also have always been there. Right. Since it's a random collection of energy and not a sentient, all-powerful, timeless, bearded man. Number four, we evolved. Deal with it. I love this. Conclusion. There might be a God, but there probably isn't, and not the one you thought of. And he obviously doesn't care much about us. He may be skinny, shirtless, and hung on a cross, but he's still Santa Claus.
Nice.
Thank you very much, 26, for sending that in. I guess that was floating around Facebook. Fantastic.
Very nice.
It's good. We need more stuff like that, because you know how much there is just an overabundance of pro-religious stuff. Like,
yes.
We atheists need to seriously, like, I'm not
how
making jokes
many?
Here. We need to get together and do stuff like
every
this.
Every day, especially in your job.
Especially here.
No, especially in your job every day. Could you bring maybe a piece of paper, tape it to your dashboard, and every time you see a Skull Church sticker, make a mark.
Yeah?
And you bring that home to me.
Okay. I can do that. So far, so good.
And we will tally that up and look at it. Or even the Jesus fish. Because that's fucking annoying, too. But the Skull Church thing, seriously, every time I look at it, I'm just like, what the fuck is that guy teaching about?
They're everywhere.
I don't understand what this preacher is preaching.
Same stuff.
No.
You into giving them money and believing in some made-up shit.
People are like, oh, well, he doesn't believe in Christianity either. I'm like, well then what the fuck does he believe in?
He's one of those new wave
exactly,
hip
and I
Christians
wanna know
that fools the kids
what he's doing.
Because he snowboards and skis and their church service has a band and like it's the same shit. Regardless of how it's delivered to you guys, it is the same shit. Emphasis on the shit.
So, I still kind of want to know. I want to go there, honestly.
Gerard says, hey, guys, I got a fatality rate. A South Korean died from playing StarCraft too much. That
nice.
Means StarCraft has
killed more people
than
weed.
Will you email info@thejamhole.com so I remember to add that to the list, please? Thank you. That is fantastic. I love it. I get so happy when I get to add things to that list. I really want to make it a book one of these days. I think that'd be so cool. They're like, look at all these things that have killed people more than pot. Hey, it'll be like 2040. It'll be like this
huge book.
And pot will still have not killed anybody.
I actually have a story where pot killed someone.
Bullshit.
I'm not even joking. I totally just remembered about it.
Please, then.
Indulge
us.
Don and Tony, family friends of mine. They're like an aunt and uncle type deal.
Okay.
They had one son, and he was super cool or whatever. He was like 20 when he died. This was like 5 years ago.
Okay.
And he was out with his friends and his girlfriend, and they were just smoking, and he just swerved a little bit driving and fucking went
that
off the bridge.
That is not pot then. No, you can't blame that on pot. That's like...
They were smoking while they were driving is the thing, though. And
it's careless driving.
The bowl.
It's careless driving then.
That's still pot, babe.
It's not directly related to it, though. That's like saying that I was texting while driving.
I changed my CD
That's
while
like,
driving and I went off the road.
Exactly.
You drowned because of a CD.
That band didn't kill you.
No, the band didn't kill you, but changing that CD killed you. So passing that bowl killed him.
Being a shitty driver killed him. I'm sorry, but that you cannot blame that on weed.
Why?
That's the same thing as the people that they get in a wreck and they die and they do a tox screen on them and they have pot in their system. But they also had massive amounts of alcohol in their system.
Well, no. When they did the tox thing on him, all he had in his system was pot. That's it.
Right. But that's just, you looked over to do it and you swerved.
Yeah.
That's just you. That's not, pot had nothing to do with that. Granted, you can make the argument that if he was not smoking pot, that wouldn't have happened.
Well, if he was,
but
it could have
been anything. It could have been anything.
But I'm not against pot at all. I think it's great. I don't smoke it or anything, but it's wonderful for people to do. I don't care. It's none of my business. But, like, this is actually something that I remember.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. But, yeah, you can't directly blame. That's like saying it was the steering wheel that killed him. Like, that's his own carelessness.
I'll have to look up the story for you and find it.
Okay. But I can't say that pot was the cause of his death.
I'll have to find their last names. I don't remember. I just know them as Don and Tony, and they gave me a 30-06 because this kid died.
Really?
Yeah.
Here, my son died. Have a gun.
Well, it was their only kid.
Yeah, see, 26 says it isn't death by pot. It is death by automobile. That's what I'm going to have to lean towards. And not just because I like smoking pot, but pot is flawless victory. So far, so good.
Well, okay. Well, if you're drinking and driving...
That's
is that
because
death by vehicle?
The drinking impaired your driving. The driving
so pot
caused...
doesn't impair you while you're driving?
Not like drinking does. No, not
see,
at all.
See, I know myself because I'm not that great
I
on
could,
pot, but
I can
can't
drive.
Smoke pot and drive because if I drive while I'm smoking pot,
well, yeah, and see, it's
it affects people in different
exactly.
ways.
I can work a whole day delivering my busiest route while totally baked while smoking and do it just fine.
5 minutes in the room with you stoned. So
yeah, see, that's. Some people handle it differently. You could probably do my route drunk. I don't think I could do it drunk.
Oh, yeah.
I could parallel park that fucker with my eyes closed while baked, but drunk, I don't know. See, it's different, but I don't think you can blame it directly on the pot.
Not
it could have been anything. He could have been reaching over for a CD if he wasn't smoking. It just happened
right.
to be at the time,
but
the and
thing
that's
is,
what.
Is if you're going to say that, then you can't blame people dying in DUIs or drunk in car accidents and stuff
because,
on the alcohol.
But it's proven that the alcohol impairs their driving. Weed doesn't so much as impair their driving that much, I don't think. It doesn't mind. It's different person to person, like you said.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But
anyway,
I'm not
speaking
against
of
pot, and pot's cool and everything, but...
This one's called Pot Law Leaves Cops... Wait for it. Best pun of the night. Ready? High and dry. Come on. Pot law leaves cops high and dry. Many blow off $100 fines. I love that. Thumbing their noses as the state's lax new pot law. Bay State stoners are brazenly lighting up in front of cops and then refusing to pay their fines, leading some frustrated police chiefs to all but give up the fight. That's kind of awesome that they have the cojones, the brojones, to do that.
The brojones?
The brojones. Okay. These are my brojones. But I don't know. I don't know if I could do that, even if... It's just because it's been a certain way for so long. Like, it's still in my behavior and in my programming that I don't think I could just... Even if they were like... Pot is totally legal. It is all good now. I don't think I would go out and just be like, hey, pig, fuck you. This is pot. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm not like that. But it seems very weird to do. Local police report widespread defiance of the six-month-old law, and a Herald review shows a vast majority of potheads cited by cops blowing off their $100 fines. And there's a poll here. It says, is the $100 fine for smoking pot a good idea? 7% say yes, give it a chance to work. 3% say no, double the fine. What? 19% say no, go back to it being an arrestable offense. And 71% out of 3,758 votes, 71% say just legalize pot and save us all the trouble. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, out of, you know, almost 4,000 people. That's weird, though, that more people say make it arrestable than say double the fine. Like, don't make it an arrest, but just double what the fine is. Like, more people are saying make it, you know, arrest them. That's weird.
What is... 26 says something, but the end of it's censored, and I'm curious to know what it is.
He says, hey, how about you stop busting people for smoking pot and concentrate on stuff like, oh, I don't know, rape, murder, fucking, cunt, hyphenate it so we can... Yeah, rape. That's what I thought.
Oh, okay.
Some egregious examples of tokers flaunting the law include, are you ready for this? This
right.
is great. In Arlington, a public works employee was cited by the local police chief for smoking a pot pipe as he stood next to his town-issued tractor. This is my tractor. This is my pot. That's the police chief right there.
That's the tractor I use to harvest.
These are my bro. These are my brojones.
Right. Just my overalls.
Just hanging out. My Oshkosh bagosh overalls.
Oh, wow.
The next one. At bustling Park Street Station, a pair of nonchalant lovers out on the town openly lit up a joint and continued toking even after confronted by off-duty Milton chief Richard Wells. That's... Yeah, I don't know. That's just like you're off duty. Are you? If do something. If not, we're gonna be on our way because you're a douche. In East Boston, 14 spotted in a smoke-filled vehicle, quote end quote, unabashedly told a cop they were, quote, hey, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Just smoking marijuana. That's awesome. That's cool that you can do that and not have. To live in fear that you're going to go to jail for that, you know? Like, okay, yeah. Pay a fine, whatever. But jail time is ridiculous for that, for sure.
That is retarded.
And that's awesome. The cop's like, license and registration, you know why I pulled you over? Hey, we're just smoking pot.
We're just smoking pot.
That's
no
so
big
cool.
Deal.
A man caught near a Dorchester playground laughed when police said he faced a $100 fine and then taunted the cops with an expletive-laced tirade. Fuck you, you fucking pig. Suck my motherfucking dick.
What?
You can take your $100 and shove it, bitch.
Jesus
That's
fuck.
So fantastic. I mean, people maybe be a little more respectful because just as easily, I mean, and it wasn't easy to get this law in, you know, in full effect, y'all. But as it has been, it can be undone just like that. And if too many people are like, fuck you, we're not going to pay our fines, or fuck you, pig, we're smoking pot, you can't do shit about it, like, they will take that away. It's kind of...
I paid my fine.
I'm happy for you.
I'm not.
I feel better that you don't have a warrant out for your arrest.
I would rather have a warrant out for my arrest than be completely broke.
Well, that's your fault for not having a job, honestly.
No, it's...
How much was the fine? It wasn't that much.
80-something?
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought it was only like 40 or 50.
No.
Which fine is this for? Refresh our memories.
Speeding fine.
All right.
It's 85.
How fast were you going?
6 over the speed limit.
And it was 85?
Yeah.
That's it. Were you mouthy to the cop? Were you a mouthy bitch to the cop?
No.
Huh. That seems really high.
Was it supposed to be 65, but because I waited on my date or something
that's
like that.
That's okay. That like, makes sense then.
They're like, oh, well, we need to push this date back for you. I'm like, it could be because it was issued with my no insurance ticket at the same time.
Right, right.
And I'm like, I can't do the no insurance ticket because, I don't have the cash for that, and I had insurance.
Right.
And I gave them the insurance proof of insurance, and they're like, this isn't right, and it has to be for this date, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I've had insurance on the fucking car the entire time. Oh, what do you need from me? Tell me what you need, and I'll go get it.
Right. I'll make it. I'll go home. I got Photoshop. It's open right now.
No big deal. I'll go get it notarized, whatever. And
I still got my notary stamp. It's cool.
Right. But she told me what to do, and she pushed the date for me.
Right.
So I could come back in and get it dismissed and then pay the other fine. And because she had to push it another 3 weeks.
That late fees. That sucks, dude.
But I got out of paying $260-some-odd.
Well, you had insurance. You just didn't have the card or the right one. I've done that a few times.
I rolled over and started a new plan on the insurance company. And when she printed me out a proof of my insurance, it started from the date that it started on, which happened to be after I got pulled over. When they saw that, they're like, okay, well, you still didn't have insurance when they pulled you over. And I'm like, wait, no, I did. And so I had to go back to the insurance lady, and she had to pull up my old plan from before. And then fucking, all that. It was retarded.
See, that happened to me a couple times, but because my insurance cards were still going to my mom's house from when I lived there. So I had, insurance cards that were 2 years old or something. But I always, ended up getting them and going in and never had too much of a problem with it. But it sucks.
Fucking retarded, and I'm about broke now, and that really sucks because Famous Slaves fucking jipped me on my vacation pay.
You want to talk about it? Let me finish this up and then we'll talk about that. All told, a staggering 83% of 415 tokers cited in Boston since the law took effect in January have refused to pony up the $100. In Braintree, 15 of 28 citations went unpaid, while in Brookline, 26 of 33 blew off the fines. Somerville Deputy Chief Paul Upton says officers are now writing few, if any, citations, in part because enforcing the law costs more money than it's worth. Good. Fuck it. Don't even bother. That's kind of cool that it took, people just stop paying it, and they're like, you know what? Fuck it. Who cares? It. We're not going to get our $100. Who cares?
Right.
It's like, do your job. They're not hurting anybody. If they get in a wreck, then maybe look at it. But until shit like that starts happening, just let it be. Who cares? And Milton Chief Wells said the new pot law is unenforceable because there's nothing encouraging scufflaws. I don't even know what that is.
Scufflaws?
It's like a word.
Laws.
S-C-O-F-F-L-A-W-S. One word.
Scofflaws.
To pay fines or even give their real names to police. That's pretty awesome. They're like, Jack. What's your last name? Mihoff. Oh, Jack Mihoff. Oh, wait a minute. That's so
wanky,
awesome.
Wanky,
huh? Wanky, wanky. 4-2-3-3-8-1-2-2-2-2. What is that phone number? Is that their voicemail line? Because I always hear him say that, and I never, realize what it was. Dude. Every time there's, something like that, they're like, wanky, wanky, 4-2-3-3-2-1-2-2-2-2. It's so funny the way they do it. I think it's their voicemail line. Berkshire District Attorney David Capeless, head of the state prosecutors group that fought against relaxing pot sanctions, said, quote, "It's exactly what we were afraid of and what we predicted would happen. They'd issue citations and they'd be ignored." 26 says it's John's personal cell phone number. Their voicemail goes to Seth. Right.
That's not smart.
What?
Giving out your personal
cell
number?
No, he encourages it. He's like, text me, call me, whatever. They have a lot more listeners than we do, too.
And that's, I don't know.
Even if you go based on Facebook fans, we have maybe 90, almost 100 now. Yeah. They have, over 2,000. they're cool, though.
Well, I wouldn't want people calling and texting my phone all the time.
I don't know that people do it all the time, but, yeah, I don't know. Proponents argue.
There's three fans of ours that have my personal cell phone number.
Really?
Really.
That's your fault.
Well, no, and it's totally fine. Like, yeah, they don't blow it up, and they don't bug me or whatever, and we talk when we want to talk, or if I have an issue, or if they have an issue.
Right.
And it's semi-important, then we talk.
And a few, and everyone knows that if they
But it's not like, listen to my shit! It's the number 6 on the Bristol stool chart! No, it's not like that,
well,
okay?
Well, right, it's not that type of show. But And no. People know that if they direct message my Twitter, it'll go to my phone. They know that, and they don't abuse it or anything. They're cool. It's fine, whatever. I give out my number. I don't care. Proponents argued...
What is it?
Pardon?
What is your cell number?
Proponents argued pot convictions made... You don't even know it.
What's my number?
I don't know.
Yours, shut up.
Yours is Dana in my phone. Yours is my bitch.
What?
Yeah, I think it's filed under C.
I'll find it.
For cancer. No.
406.
C is for cunt. 871.
871.
Proponents argue... 4290. Proponents argue pot convictions made youthful indiscretions into lifelong liabilities, but while... I'm kind of drunk. But while unpaid parking...
871-4290.
I'm wanky-wanky, 406, 04, 67. But while unpaid parking tickets can cost drivers their licenses, unpaid pot fines carry no repercussions. Well, you're not driving a pot, are you? Thank you. There's nothing that can happen, Capeless said. Thomas Kiley, the Beacon, insisted that the law has to. Who gives a shit? Okay, so you went to go get your paycheck today. Yes?
What?
You went to go get...
Can we go smoke?
What?
You want to take a break? We haven't taken a break in the middle of a show in a while.
No!
I would really like to. My back is so fucking hot. I really just want to go stand out in the wind and stuff.
If the chat says yes, then yes. But otherwise, no.
26, Red Fox, Snibblers, all 19 guests. Can I please go outside and smoke because I'm blistering and it hurts.
Fine. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
At least I ask, only if you tape it. Motherfuck, can we get a cam out there? No, not really. If you stop being an old married couple when you get back, says Red Fox. And 26 says, yes, I have to piss. Please do. Thank you all in the chat for allowing me for this wonderful break.
All right, we'll be right back. Okay, so, you went to go pick up your final paycheck, right?
It's not my final paycheck, but it's my final full one.
You'll still have another one after that?
Yeah, a partial.
Why? How the fuck does that work?
Because it fell in between pay periods.
When I get paid, it's like, for what I worked up until the day that we get paid, like, those hours are on my paycheck.
Oh, no, we...
But the boss does it that day. Like, that morning, he comes in, takes all our time cards, and then does it.
They're 2 weeks behind.
I guess,
behind.
Corporations are like that. It was like that when I worked at Perkins and Applebee's
and all
that shit.
Well, you gotta figure when home office has to deal with so many stores.
Right. So, what happened?
So, I go in this morning, and I go to get my check, and I go in super early because I don't want to see the general manager at all. And I just go in, and there's Charles, the good manager that I liked. And I looked at him. I said, check, please. And he goes, it's on the desk in the office. I'm like, okay. And I go in there, and I open it up. It's for $200.
What?
Yeah.
And it should have been for?
At least six.
At least six.
Yeah.
So what happened?
I was like, okay, I know this has got to be the regular hours, you know, from the week before, because I had called off a day.
Right.
And then taken my vacation.
Oh, so your vacation...
is supposed to be on another check.
Wait, they do it separately?
Yeah.
Oh.
They didn't the first year I took my vacation, but this year they do it in separate checks.
So you get a vacation check that's just your vacation pay.
Yep, and your regular hours check.
That seems like, I don't know.
It's
why
weird.
Are you killing trees like that?
Because they're famous slaves, that's why. But, so I look at Charles. I'm like, where's my vacation pay? And he's like, I don't know. You're going to have to ask Schindler. And that's all he said to me. I'm like, okay, fine.
Which is, if you guys have been keeping up with the episodes, is the douche.
The general manager, yes.
Right, the douche. The general douche.
Right. So I leave a note saying, and I don't even question the fact that it hasn't been okayed, that I'm not going to get my fucking vacation
You
pay.
Didn't, like, put in for vacation. You just called him and was like, I'm sick, so I'm just going to take my vacation now.
Right. So,
which should have been fine. But there's a chance now that they're going to be like, because they don't like you, because Schindler doesn't like you, and because he's a big fucking douche, he's going to be like, no, your vacation was never okayed. You're not getting that money.
Thing is I saw his signature on the paperwork.
Oh, so he did okay it
He
then.
Did okay it.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, then no worries.
No. But if the district operator didn't okay it.
What? You need multiple levels of okayness on that?
Yep.
That's bullshit.
The district operator is a good guy, and I even...
Red Fox says, call capital Z. I'll sue that fucker.
Nice. But, you know, the district operator is a good guy. I have nothing against him. But I'm kind of thinking that maybe because Schindler, the douchebag, doesn't like me, and that he had already okayed it, he was like, she put in her fucking 2 weeks, don't okay this vacation.
Schindler's
time.
His boy.
I guess so, whatever.
They suck each other's cocks.
Right, probably.
Right,
and
most
so I'm
likely.
Thinking maybe that he might have fucked me on my vacation time. So when I left this note today, I didn't say anything like that. I just said, Schindler, I came in this morning, got my regular hours paycheck. I'm just wondering when my vacation pay will be here. Here's my cell number. Call me when I can pick it up.
Right.
When it will be here. Thank you, and... That's it.
Good night.
So, if they don't give me that, I'm so effed.
Do you think there's a good chance that they won't?
Yeah.
Do you feel like maybe they're not gonna?
Yeah.
That sucks, dude.
Well.
And I told you something like that might happen because he's a fucking asshole and
but
he
if they
has
don't,
the
even,
power.
Even if you quit, they have to give you your vacation time, don't they?
If it's not okayed, though. They have those loopholes for a reason, you know? I can personally, from what I've heard of that place, and from what I've seen of that fucking D-bag, I can see him calling the guy up and being like, hey, I'm calling in a favor. Fuck this bitch's vacation pay. And I can see him being like, are you sure you want to do that? And him being like, absolutely. And then them being like, all right, we never signed it, so it's a no-go.
I don't know. We'll see.
Just because of how you left, and you know it hurt them a little bit, even though they won't admit it, and you know, I would love to read the quality of their comment cards since you left before they had a chance to train someone else that knows what the fuck they're doing.
I used to read the comment cards when they left them, and I would get these amazing comment cards.
And that's what I'm saying. I would like to see what they say since you left. They're like, this food is shit, it took us forever. You know, all that stuff.
I've read ones
sure.
where I left a $50 tip. I want half of it to go to the cook and blah, blah, blah. And I never got that tip.
Oh, of course not.
Of course
Fuck
not.
No.
Fucking
Why would
servers.
You? Why right. would you?
But, like, things like that, you know, like, oh, my God. You know, the server told me that there's only one cook back there, and it's a girl, and she's doing amazing, and I can't believe
and
this.
And it's a girl.
No, seriously, people
hey,
have a weird thing
heard,
about that.
I heard there's only one cook back there, and he's black. Good thing he's cooking chicken, huh? You racist asshole.
Well, no, people have a thing about that, you know? If it's a chick,
oh, yeah,
like, they're
sure.
good by themselves and they
because
put it out good, they're like, wow.
Normal stereotype is chick works front of the house, not in the back unless she's a dyke.
Right.
And, I mean, you dress the part with that haircut and all, but no. Definitely not a dyke.
No.
How many times have you had pussy in your mouth?
Never.
Really?
Really?
I thought you were bi a little bit.
No.
Really?
Really.
You suckered me into this. I thought, this is not what I paid for. I'm not pleased.
I don't like vagina.
I do.
I have one.
I do not. I mean, I have yours.
I like penis.
Right.
In my vagina.
Right.
Not clam jousting.
As Josh would put it.
Right. No.
Well,
that no vagina.
Sucks, dude, because I don't know. I have a weird feeling that they're going to F you on that pretty good.
Yeah.
No lube. Anal.
Sandpaper condom.
Full anal. No lube.
Right.
Tinfoil condom.
The thing is, though, is I saw it signed with Schindler's name on it, so if he revokes it and says, oh, I never approved it.
Well, no, he'll say, oh, I totally approved it, but corporate didn't, so sorry. I can totally see him doing that.
I don't know. But, so, I cash my check, right?
Right.
And then later today, I have to pay that fine. Which I have to get to the place before 4 o'clock because then they close. Because last time I went there and they closed the window in my face as I was walking up. Like, literally, I was...
The place at the courthouse.
At the courthouse, right. Literally, I walked up and, like, I was moving my head down as they were closing the window. I'm like, wait.
Gerard says Matt has both. Red Fox says scissor me timbers. Basement Boy says at Pizza Hut, we kept the fat chicks in the back, too. But with the tight quarters around the oven and make table, they kind of became a fire hazard should you have to exit in a hurry.
Are they calling me a fat chick?
Oh, no. Maybe. So what happened?
Anyway,
she closed the window in your face last time.
They did.
Which
and,
is why you had a warrant out for your arrest.
Right.
Because then you spent that money.
Right. So... I go in there to pay my fine today and get the no insurance thing dismissed.
Basement Boy says no.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
Okay, got it. Why is her name in pinkish, purplish pussy color?
Because he's pretty. He's a pretty boy.
Yeah.
He's like Sugar Ray, but funny.
Whoa. Anyway, so I go up there and I just want to pay my thing, get it over with. I show them the insurance, the proof of insurance of when I got pulled over and stuff. They dismissed the no insurance ticket,
which would have been $260.
Yeah,
bam.
And I paid the speeding fine for like $85.
I am buzzed.
I know. That's why me here drinking water.
I am now too. Thanks.
I know how to stop usually, but so I paid all that and I got all that squared away and I got a letter in the mail. Prior to this,
you've been getting a lot of letters in the mail lately.
Well, this one was from the Flathead County Justice Court,
as opposed to from a collections company,
Kalispell Regional Medical Center,
or a collections company,
right?
Which is the only mail we even get here. We get those, and then we get the cable internet bill once a month, and that's it.
Yeah,
and spam.
Right.
I need to install a good spam filter on my mailbox. Can we do that?
I don't think you can do that.
Right.
So, I just want to ask the lady, I'm like, okay, I just want to know what this is all about. And it's a letter about being summoned for jury duty. And I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm doing jury duty, man. It's so stupid.
That noise.
Yeah. I'm like, that is so retarded. I don't want to do that. And so, I talked to the lady. I'm like, look. I'm not from here. I'm from Florida. How they did it down there is they would do it by your registration to vote. And that's how they would get you for jury duty.
Right. So if you weren't registered to vote, then
you're in the clear. You're not going to get summoned for jury duty.
Nice.
And
nice.
So I don't care about our fucking judicial system.
I don't care about voting.
I don't care about voting because my vote doesn't fucking count for shit.
Well, it does.
Not
kinda.
Really.
Sometimes it can. It comes down to cutting it pretty close sometimes. But
what's that movie, Swing Vote? I want to see that. I still haven't seen that.
What?
The movie Swing Vote?
Never heard of that.
It's where it comes down to one guy to make the last vote.
Huh. Is it a Michael Moore flick?
I don't remember. It's called Swing
Vote.
Put
on some weight. When I am given somebody worth voting for, then I'll cast a vote and register. But until that happens, I don't give a shit. Are you going to trash the country this way? Or are you going to trash the country this way?
Right.
Like you pick. I don't
care.
So
I never really cared about any of that crap. So I was like, I'm not registering for shit. You know, I just have my license, whatever. And they said, no, that's not how they do it here. Here, they can take your driver's license number, and that's how they find you.
Really? So instead of being registered to vote, anyone that drives with a valid driver's license is eligible for jury duty.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie Jury Duty?
No.
Pauly Shore?
Wait, yes.
Whatever happened to Pauly Shore? Hey, you remember Pauly Shore? I can't do that. That's awesome. The whistle. Ow!
A whistle in the jet.
God, what a fucking hack.
Because we're a crazy boy.
Him and Carrot Top should just fuck each other into oblivion.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Anyway,
that was mean. I'm sorry.
I asked them about that, and they said, no, this is how they do it here. It's with the driver's license numbers. And I'm like, okay, well, that's really weird. And
Erotoy says, I met Pauly Shore on South Beach about a year ago. Was he a huge flaming douche? Or was he... I think he might be kind of a cool guy. I don't know. Sorry.
He says he's a douche.
Oh, yeah? Okay. First instinct, always
that
go with
sucks.
It.
That sucks.
I know.
I like him.
Biodome, kind of.
I know. I thought it was a toilet paper treat.
I know.
Chulus.
Chulus the pillow.
Oh, my God.
That was me and Odie's thing when we were on the cruise. It was so great.
Oh, Chulus. Wow. Anyway, but so I'm asking.
It's like a modern day you fail.
So I'm asking the lady about this jury duty thing, and I'm like, okay, a serious question. I'm like, how do I get out of this? I'm like,
you asked the lady there, yes. Like, hey, come here. How do I get out of this? Like, seriously, me and you.
Yes,
here?
I'm like, I
chick
really...
to chick. How do I get out of this?
Well, I looked at her, I'm like, I just lost my job.
You can't do that.
Well, no, I explained this.
You're going to be like, oh, what?
Hey,
sign you up? Okay.
Shut up.
You're getting called for it.
Holy
now.
Fuck.
You're called.
You're taking me like 80 minutes to get through this fucking story.
Tell it better.
Stop interrupting me.
Make jokes. That don't involve my penis.
Lumpy dick.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. All right. Anyway. I just asked her, I was like, how do I get out of this? You know, I'm like, I seriously just lost my job. I don't know if I'm going to have my car for too much longer. I don't know if I'll be able to get a ride here. You know, and she's like, well, the only way you can really get out of it is unless you have a really good doctor's excuse. And I'm like, are you serious?
Like, you have to have a doctor's note
in
to
my
get
head,
out.
I'm like, I will break my fucking leg right here. One for the
she'll
drugs,
do,
two for the
it.
Show. Anyway.
Three to get ready now. Go, man, go.
But, so she told me all that crap, and I'm like, wow, that's really weird. And so I just look at her, I'm like, you know, the state is super weird to me, and I'm like, I just don't understand it.
Red Fox says, schedule your biopsy for that day. Because you have been summoned for jury duty.
Yeah. I gotta find the letter, though.
When are you supposed to, you don't know when?
I don't know. I think I left the letter at my mom's house.
And it may have already happened.
Yes.
And you may, right now... Be
in contempt of court, yes.
Contempt of court, nice. Yes.
I have no idea.
Which will give you a warrant out for your arrest, which means you probably shouldn't have even bothered paying that fucking fine. Amazing how that works, isn't it?
So I might not be on the show for a little
fuck
bit.
Fuck my life.
At least I don't have a job now. I can just go spend the time in jail.
That's a good way to look at it. You're a glass half full kind of chick. I like that.
I'll get fed. And showers.
Fuck.
And wear clothes that I can poop in and not care about. Anyway, so I'm just, I just tell her, I'm like, you know, this state's really weird to me, you know, I'm like, I don't really understand it, but okay, you know, I'm like, I said something like, you know, just like, this state is really weird to me, this is weird. And then I'm like, all right, you know, have a nice day, whatever. And I walk around the corner, and they've got a little water fountain right there, and I stop there to get a drink of water.
Ew, that is very unsanitary.
I was so thirsty, it didn't matter. And I hear the lady going, talking to the other lady, going, she thinks this state is weird. Doesn't she think the rings in her nose are weird?
Really?
Really? I'm
really?
Like, I just stopped.
Like, you totally heard it.
Totally heard
Did
it.
Did she know that you were
no.
right? Oh, okay, so she thought you left.
Yeah.
So, really?
Yeah.
Didn't she think those nose rings is weird? Ugh, what
she
a weirdo.
She thinks her state is weird.
Hey,
she thinks those nose rings in her face
are
weird.
She was born and raised here, I bet, and she's never left here. You
right.
dissed her home.
I don't give a fuck.
Montana
she dissed my
Pride.
Face.
Montana Pride.
She dissed my face.
You were being a bitch?
No, I wasn't.
You didn't have a bitchy attitude when you said it? You were like, well, that's kind of weird to me, but okay, I concur. I think you went in there and you were like, God, that's fucking weird. Wait, you guys are a bunch of inbred
Actually,
fucking weirdos.
Actually, I kind of looked at her like this, and I was like, this state's fucking weird. And, like, walked out the door.
Oh, well, ask a silly question.
Well, either way. But, so, I, you know, I get the drink, and I hear that, and I stop. and I walk around the corner.
Sorry. Toy6 says, hey, Montana, maybe it wouldn't be so weird if you weren't all white trash, meth head, Jesus freak losers.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome. White trash, meth head, Jesus freak losers.
I'm gonna go throw up.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. Thank you for that.
But anyway, so I go...
And Burger says you were being a bitch.
That's fine. I don't care.
Okay.
Not quite a bitch, but I was just, like, being sarcastic. I'm like, holy shit, this is weird. So I go back over there, and I just kind of stand and look at the window, at the lady through the window, and I'm like... And she's like, she gives me this look like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, like, busted.
I know, right? And I looked there, I'm like, I can hear you. She didn't say anything. And I'm like, yeah, I think this state is really weird. And it's full of a lot of rude people, obviously. And I just looked at her, and she just gave me this dumb fucking look back. Like, I have no idea what's going on.
That's so awesome.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, this is why I don't want to fucking serve for your goddamn court. Because look at the fucking faggots that work here.
Jesus, that'll get you out of it. So I was thinking then all you really have to do, like, they're really picky about, I think, I don't know, maybe it's different in other states, but I think they're pretty picky about who they pick for jury duty. So if you can find out a little something, like, I've never...
I'm just going to go in there and tell them I'm racist against everyone that's white.
Exactly.
That's not white.
Or it depends who's being, I mean, obviously if a crime is being committed, it's someone, you know, white trash or black.
No, I'm just going to tell them if they're white, they're innocent. If they're anything else, they're guilty.
Just roll in there and be like, if the glove does not fit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
I'm just going to tell them straight up. You're like, no, fuck you.
Like, I hate everybody, and you are all guilty in the eyes of God. That's what you say. You are all guilty in the eyes of God. Boom. Done and done. Oh, I can go home now? Thank you. That's it. You're welcome.
I don't even want to go in there.
26 says, say you have ass cancer and it hurts to sit for 8 hours straight.
They'll be like, oh, it's fine. You can walk around.
No, we have donuts for that. No, not the kind. Don't eat that. Oh. That's awesome, dude.
No, it's not.
Well, really. No, that what he said was awesome. But yeah, no.
The jury duty thing, not so cool. I got to find that letter.
Red Fox has a good point. He says, read the letter or ask Capital Z. I bet he could give you like 10 helpful hints on how to get the fuck out of jury duty.
I don't understand why your government can force you to go do something you don't want to do.
Driving's a privilege. I don't want to work, but I have to. I guess I don't have to, but
no,
I
but
prefer to. And I like my job.
They're not saying, hey, come out here. It's a lot of fun if you want to, whatever.
Yeah.
No,
like,
they're like, hey, if you don't fucking come here on this day, and
you're
we're
going
pay,
to jail.
We're
going to
pay you 50 cents an hour to be here.
And
right
then we'll
away.
Have to have more people to get jury duty for your trial.
Right. And that's so fucking stupid to me.
It's a vicious circle. Red Fox says it's the law.
I want to work for them.
Yeah, that sucks. Red Fox says that's part of the contract for being a citizen. Hey, you don't like it? Then get her.
I might.
Where are you going?
Anywhere.
Canada? Who Maybe. Do we know in Canada? Hotcakes. Podcast. We could go kick it with them.
Suck my dick.
My dick. I love that.
Suck my dick, bitch.
Besides ours, best intro ever.
Suck my big robotic dick.
Won't you suck my dick? My dick's so fucking big, I think I'm going to be sick.
I was listening to that
I
today.
Programmed a new dance. It's called Lick My Balls.
Suck my dick.
I'm drunk. Okay, fantastic.
That was so amazing. I love that song.
I fucking love that so much.
I made
much.
Mikey, my little brother, listen to it. He's like, and then we're out on the dock later fishing. I could just see him going, like dancing to it. I'm like, hey, what are you singing? He's like, nothing.
Nothing. Won't you
but he's doing like this. He's like, and I'm like, I know exactly what you're doing. You're looking like a robot signaling suck my dick. I know what you're doing.
I love that. All right, well, let's do... I got a couple more stories here I'd like to talk about, and then we'll get the fuck out of here for the night. This is for Josh, personally, and for our fatality rates. Actually, I believe the iPhone is... already in our fatality rates because
has it killed someone again?
Yeah, people getting killed for their iPhones or iPod touches, but this is a little different, so I might just add this one in there. This one is called Security Officer Suspended Over iPhone Engineer's Death.
What?
Okay, check this out. Following yesterday's news that a Chinese engineer committed suicide after misplacing a 4G iPhone prototype. Fourth generation iPhones. They're right now starting to make them, right? The prototype of them. He misplaced the one he had, okay? And he's like, Steve is gonna kick my fucking ass. I'm gonna just fucking commit harakiri, right? Because I'm Chinese and I have honor. So penis so small, honor so huge. Security officer involved in the death has been suspended from his job, and his case has been turned over to Chinese authorities. The engineer worked for Foxconn, which manufactures iPhones on behalf of Apple, and word of the security officer's suspension arrived from Honhai Group, which owns 72% of Foxconn. According to a report from Bloomberg, Honhai Group released a statement that Foxconn did not, quote, authorize any person or department to violate the law in the case of 25-year-old Sung Dayong, whose suicide we reported Tuesday. Sun leapt to his death from his 12th-floor apartment window a few days after he told his superiors that one of the 16 iPhone 4G prototypes to which he had been entrusted had gone missing. Like, but I have the other 15. No! Hoi, hoi! You misplaced one iPhone 4G. You'll commit to haraka ha. Hoi, hoi. That would suck to be Chinese.
Hey!
First of all, penis so small. Fuck that, it's just like a little lump. That's it. See, I can do it too, it's fine.
I'm so glad your penis came... Wait, I'm so glad your lump came with the penis.
I know, right? That makes me feel better about it.
And Red Fox is saying, Harry Carey is Japanese! It's like he's yelling in the chat.
Same thing, right? Slanty eyes, penis so small. Large honor, humongous honor.
Oh my fuck.
Oh, that sucks, though, for you. What happened between Sun's admission of the missing prototype and his suicide is in dispute. According to various sources, including China Radio International and VentureBeat, Sun was allegedly beaten during a search of his apartment by Foxconn security personnel. They don't fuck around, man. This is, like, hot technology. I hear, not only does the 4G iPhone have copy and paste... But, I'm sorry, my own joke is too funny, I can't even say it. Sun was allegedly beaten during search of his apartment by Foxconn. A few hours later, Sun committed suicide, an act that was videotaped by security cameras. It is probably on YouTube somewhere. No admission of a search or beating has been made by Foxconn. No shit. Hey, Foxconn, did you beat this guy? No. Wait, really? Wasn't me. But they now have suspended, without pay, a security official identified only by his surname, Gu.
What? Gu?
G-U. Gu. Gu-hoi! The case remains murky. Ba-ba-ba. Well, that sucks. Somewhere out there, there's a fucking iPhone 4G running around. His blood is on your hands.
I bet you, Josh... would kill for that.
I bet once he got it, it would blow up because they still get too hot.
Right.
That sucks. Good thing you live in Alaska, derp. Oh, fuck. All right, let's talk about Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles. This one's called Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Are you ready for this pun?
Yes.
In a pickle. Racine, Wisconsin, of course. Nick Krupp will not be having hot dogs anytime soon after finding the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile protruding out the side of his home on Friday. Like, you get home and you're like, my baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A. Ah! What the fuck is that? This isn't the Country Kitchen Buffet. Mount Pleasant police said the 22-year-old driver was trying to turn the beloved Wienermobile around using the resident's driveway. The driver thought she, women drivers, you know I hate them.
Wait, who gets one more point on their license and they lose it?
For going super awesomely fast, not for wrecking shit. Oh, fuck
oh
me.
My God.
I don't lose my license. I just can't find any insurance company to carry me anymore.
So you won't have a job, so you won't have
truck. One more thing we'll have in common.
We won't have a place to stay.
Oh, yeah, we will. We live in with my mom's house.
I'm
I mean, no one's living
house.
There right now. Fuck it. The driver thought she was moving in reverse, when in all reality, she was going forward. It's really hard to tell when your car is a big hot dog. I mean, you know, the front looks like the back, you know, whatever. That sucks, dude. That fucking sucks. She really drove forward into the garage and deck of the two-story home, cracking the foundation, of course. Fortunately, or unfortunately, no one was home and no one was injured in this bizarre accident. Oscar Mayer spokeswoman. Is it weird that it's a bunch of women that work at Oscar Mayer Wiener?
I'd work there.
You did?
I would.
Oh, well, of course you would. Sydney Linder says insurance will cover the damage done to both the Wienermobile and the home. Police Chief Tim said responding officers were not told what kind of vehicle was involved in the accident. Quote, it was a little bit of a surprise when they arrived. Neighbor Tom McCauley, 66, said he was sitting in his living room when he saw the notorious Wienermobile drive past. I could totally picture him out, like, in his fucking living room, shaking his fist. Goddamn Wienermobile! Just being a pissed old person.
So, sorry, hang on. 26 is saying some crap in the chat. He's
please.
Trying to insinuate that I'm bi-curious. I said, no, I'm not bi-curious, thanks.
Who's bi-curious?
He's saying that I am bi-curious.
Yeah,
like,
you're
I like
a huge
clits.
Homo.
No.
You lick
that's
clits.
Not the case, no. He says, well, that's too... Or Erato Toy says, that's too bad. And then 26 says, I'll call you curious.
Curious
I have
George?
To leave. Bye, curious. He's
bye,
like, see what I did there?
Fantastic. I'm only amused by that because I'm drunk.
He says, I didn't actually have to leave. I just had to make that awful
of
pun.
Of course.
Thank you, 26. I'm not bi-curious.
Yes, she is.
No.
Sure. Red Fox says, PETA sent them some veggie hot dogs to the family. That's awesome. He stepped, the guy, the old 66-year-old, stepped out of his home to get a better look, only to find the giant hot dog in a pickle. Wanky, wanky.
Nice.
406-204-4699. Macaulay quickly snapped photos of the
Macaulay?
Crash. Macaulay?
Macaulay. Culkin?
Culkin, huh? He wasn't done mourning Michael Jackson yet. Quote, I'm sure we'll be talking about this for a while, because nothing ever happens in your poor old life.
Right.
That is it for that story. All right, I got one more story here. This one's about Nazi gnomes. You ready to hear about Nazi garden gnomes?
I've already heard this.
From who?
The Distorted View Show.
Oh, well, never mind then. Fuck it.
Good
I'm
thing
done.
I listened to that show today, huh?
Thank you for that.
Sorry. All right.
Well, did you hear about this?
What?
This one has a little. This one might hit a little close to home for you.
Okay.
Okay. This one is called "Man Sedated During Search Gets 125,000 $125,000."
What?
In Albany, an Albany man who was forcibly sedated so his body could be searched for drugs that were never found will receive $125,000 under an out-of-court settlement reached recently with Albany County and Albany Medical Center Hospital. The settlement stems from a federal lawsuit filed 2 years ago by Tunde Clement, Clement. What? Tunde Clement? Your first name is Tunde? I don't get that. An ex-convict arrested by sheriff's investigators on March 13th, 2006 at the Albany bus terminal. Clement was carrying a backpack when he stepped off a bus from New York City. New York City! Get a rope. Do you remember those? No?
Mm-hmm.
Pick pace? Pick up the pace? Really? You remember that?
You're old.
Oh, going back to... Thank you. Going back... You're dying of cancer. Going back to the Wienerville...
You have a lumpy penis.
The Wiener... That's fine. going back to the Wienermobile story, Red Fox says, the homeowner was recently dropped by the insurance company and hopes Kraft Foods will cover the damage. However, the driver of the Wienermobile did not leave any contact information. Is that for real, dude? That's awesome. Hit and run? Huh? Huh? Clement was carrying drugs, suspectedly. He's 35. Police claim had an outstanding warrant for failing to appear in court in a neighboring city, was handcuffed and taken to a police station where he was strip searched. No contraband was found, so Clement was taken to Albany Med, where doctors forcibly sedated him with
power...
You mean
Clement?
Clement? Where doctors forcibly sedated him with powerful drugs against his will. Be like, wait, what kind of drugs are these? Because sheriff's investigators did not obtain a search warrant for the procedure, and hospital officials did not require them to produce one. Police and hospital officials considered the matter a, quote, medical emergency. We got to find these drugs. This is an emergency.
No, it's not. Put them in a room, make them freak out, and give you his drugs.
We'll let them sweat it out, if you know what I mean. While Clement was under sedation, a camera was inserted into his rectum.
Oh!
Hello.
Hey-o.
Did you sue them for $125,000?
No.
Did they find any drugs?
No.
No. That would have been awesome if we would have, like, put, like, the Buddy Christ up there, and they get the camera there, and all of a sudden Buddy Christ is like, hey, with the bobble.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't want that in my butt. I'm sorry. It looks painful.
That would have been so awesome. Fuck, why did I think of that before?
Why would you do that?
I
would have
put, like, a fortune cookie note, like a scroll. Like, dude, you found the Dead Sea Scroll of my girlfriend's asshole. Oh, I'm sorry. That's funny for me, because I actually was not the one with the camera up my asshole. That's fun, though. While Clement was under sedation, a camera was inserted into his rectum. He was forced to vomit, and his blood and urine was tested for drugs and alcohol. Scans of his digestive system were performed using X-ray machines, according to hospital records obtained by the Times Union. Clement spent more than 10 hours in custody before being released on an appearance ticket for resisting arrest, a charge that was later thrown out by an Albany City Court judge. So all that shit... Just because maybe, because he was a felon, obviously, but he was totally clean. And now, he's a rich felon. What does a rich felon do? He goes and buys some drugs.
Right.
of course.
Yeah. Next time, he'll get sued.
Right. Now, search him after he cashed that check for 125 grand, and then see what you find. Quote, I think the settlement speaks for itself, said John F. Queenan, Clement's attorney in the federal lawsuit. Clement's suit claimed his civil rights were violated, along with his anus. He filed the federal complaint against Albany Med and several doctors and nurses, and also sued Albany County and Sheriff James Campbell, Inspector John Burke, who heads the narcotics squad that arrested him, and 8 investigators assigned to his unit. He claimed he was a victim of assault and battery when officials strapped him down and injected him with drugs against his will and with no medical need or emergency. I'd have to agree. I mean, felon or not, you know, you got forcibly strapped down with no cause, no warrant. Like, you can't even search my house without a warrant. you're definitely not searching my asshole.
No.
Definitely not.
I need a warrant.
I'm going to need a warrant.
That up my butt, please.
He, after being led from the bus station in handcuffs, Clement was taken to a holding cell in the county judicial center. He was forced to strip naked, squat, and cough as investigators wrongly concluded he was hiding drugs inside his body. Sounds like a bad first date, huh?
Right.
He was then taken into the emergency room. Medical records indicated a doctor called the hospital's risk management director to assess the liability exposure of what they were about to do. He's like, hey, check this out. I got a guy down here, right? Cops with him. He wants me to stick a camera up his ass. Is that, like, cool? They don't have a warrant or nothing. It's cool? Okay. I mean, if you say so, you're the boss, right?
Right.
You're Tony Danza. I'm just Lisa Carruth. What was her name?
I don't know.
Fuck. People under arrest normally cannot be forcibly sedated without a court order unless they are in imminent danger, such as when a bag of drugs bursts inside them and they have a seizure or fall unconscious. The hospital's records indicate Clement was behaving normally and showed no signs of any medical emergency. Well, that was your first mistake. You should have been like, man, he was all fucked up
right.
and shit. I would have fucking forged the records. I would have stuck
He couldn't even say his name straight, you know, like things like that.
Yeah, I would have stuck a bag of dope up his ass and then stuck the camera up his ass and then been like, well, what do we have here? Like, that's not my... Of course it's not. Back to jail. That's all. Problem solved. I'd make a great cop. Telling you. Be working Vice.
Would you arrest me?
Depends. Are you being nasty? I'd
I
cuff
you. You gonna cuff
I'd
me?
I'd stuff
you. You gonna put me in the back
I'd
of your
car? Take you downtown, huh? Yeah, you know what I mean. quote, spoke to Shirley of Risk Management, a physician wrote, documenting the medical decision-making that day. Okay to treat, sedate, and remove FOB.
I just, wait.
Hold on. Fresh off the boat? No, foreign object body. That, right, got it. Against patient's will, despite his personal refusal.
Earlier,
what were you gonna say?
When we were outside, I was like, what is this smell? I've been smelling this smell forever now, and I
Are
can't
Are you smelling
figure out
what it burned is. Feathers? Because that means you're having a brain aneurysm.
Really?
That's just what I heard. Word on the street.
Weird. No, No, anyway, besides the brain feathers. No, when we were outside, and I was like, man, there's been this smell, and I keep smelling it, and I don't know what it is. I keep smelling my hands, see if I touch something or whatever. And I just went like this.
It's your vagina.
No.
Okay, right, because I'm smelling it, too, and I haven't been down there yet.
Today.
I'm gonna.
Okay.
All right.
I haven't showered since the last time.
Fantastic, me neither.
But
no, I showered
I
and
figured
shaved.
Out my hands, I thought to myself, my hands smell like beef ramen noodles.
Why?
Because I made the hamburger helper earlier, and the
well,
shit,
right.
the seasoning in it smells like ramen noodles. And now I know what I've been smelling for the past fucking
hey,
3 hours.
Only the good stuff for
only
your
the
man.
Good
stuff. That's right.
Who cooked you dinner and had it ready when you got home?
You did. Who paid rent in this place that you were able to cook dinner in?
Who
this
bought
guy.
The dishes I was able to cook it in?
This guy. Wait, wash the dishes?
Bought the dishes.
Oh, I washed the dishes yesterday.
Who's the bitch?
That would be me.
Yes.
Yeah, and that is it for that story. That's fucking shitty. And where the fuck did it go? 26 says, I like how when cops fuck people, the blue coat of silence is still in effect. Yeah, that's totally fucked. Like, I mean, that's cool that he got $125,000
oh, yeah.
out of it. But that's fucked that happened.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, I don't know. Don't judge a book by its cover, I guess. Sometimes you can, but other times you gotta pick and choose. Gotta pick and choose. So, we did yesterday, we watched a couple movies. We watched Terminator Salvation. Well, I watched it. I gotta tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed that movie.
While you were doing that, I don't
dun,
know if
dun,
you guys
dun,
are following
dun, dun.
thejamhole.com/Danny, but that's
dun,
my
dun,
Twitter
dun,
account.
Dun, 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 dun. I
and while he
that.
Was doing that and jerking it to Terminator,
I wasn't jerking. I was just watching.
I was
awesome
actually and fishing. If you saw
I was,
my twit pics, they're fucking awesome.
Yeah, you caught some fucking fish.
Fucking A, dude. You have no idea.
I gave everyone my recipe for semen sauce.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, he gave it away.
Base of ketchup, A1, Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire?
That is a bitch to spell. I had to get
Worcestershire?
I had to get the bottle.
You can't say it?
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. What?
Worcestershire.
It's Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire?
In my house, that's what it's called.
It's Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. What?
Worcestershire.
Okay, anyway, say whip.
Whip.
But no, yeah, so that, and then, yeah, you just stir it up with a hot taquito. Oh, heaven in your mouth. It's amazing. It's like my penis. Just heaven. So, you caught some fish.
Fucking,
and I watched
yeah.
Terminator Salvation, and it was fucking great. I enjoyed it.
We're both being manly.
And you know what? I didn't even, Terminator 1 was okay for its time. It was old, whatever. Terminator 2 was kind of slow for me until the T-1000 started fucking up shit, and then it was cool. Terminator 3 was awful. Like, I don't even know. What were you thinking? Like, was that Lindsay Lohan?
I have no idea. Chick? I don't even think I watched it.
She was the chick Terminator, I think. I don't know. But that was fucking horrible. MDS says she calls herself a cook. The least she could do is make pike helper, except that I don't eat fish.
Exactly,
so.
And I can only cook what I have, and I didn't bring the
yeah.
fish home.
No,
so.
And that's cool. I don't like fish or seafood or anything like that. Even when her twat is starting to stink, I won't eat that. So
did 26 just say Danny is the coolest dude I know?
Oh, yeah, she's the coolest dude I know, too. It's cool. Gerard says, yo, you can make anything out of seagull. Or can you make any? Yes, she can. Sorry, I fucked that up. I'm a horrible
host.
I've
killed many a seagull.
But yeah, I enjoyed it, even though my screener that I was given by Christian Bale personally wasn't that perfect. It was definitely watchable. It was a really good movie. I was surprised because I heard... And you can't trust the fucking what people say about it. You gotta watch it for yourself. But I just heard that people are like, oh, this movie sucked, whatever. And that's why I wasn't in a hurry to see it in theaters. Because everyone was like, oh, it fucking sucked. Awesome movie. I don't know. Maybe I just like that kind of shit. But it was cool. It was very cool. And what was I gonna say? Oh, I kept trying to watch, like, in my head, I was trying to figure out where the part was where Christian Bale started freaking out on set. But I couldn't. I thought I had it narrowed down to a couple scenes, but I don't know for sure. Like, it's obviously they're not like big fucking red arrow. This is where he freaked out on his lighting guy, you know, but it was a cool movie.
Well, maybe I should watch it.
Yeah, yeah, you can watch it while I'm doing show notes tonight for Monday's episode that I still haven't done that I will
maybe
do tonight.
Maybe I'll watch it while I have all this free time tomorrow.
Or that. And right. Then we watch the new Harry Potter movie, The Half-Blood.
We gotta get a better version of that.
I don't care to even watch it again. I'm not that into those movies. Whatever. It was whatever.
Yeah.
I could give a shit less. It was just something to watch that I hadn't seen yet, and I was like, yeah, let's watch this. And the rip wasn't that great, and the movie itself, I don't know. I'm just not into that stuff, so whatever. Fuck it. So. Hey, Americans.
Hey.
I had this note here. I forgot.
Yes?
Lose weight. It's summertime. I am disgusted.
I'm trying.
Not you. Well, you could lose a little, but not you. I'm not talking to you.
I'm not really trying, by the way.
Well, try a little.
I don't care.
Stop eating so much fucking cream cheese.
You know what? Stop eating so many bagelfuls.
I'm not fat. I burn that, shit in like 2 hours
of
work.
You're gonna get
that? Not if I keep my job.
If you keep eating bagelfuls like you do and eating tubs of cream cheese at a time.
I eat Butterfingers and drink Rockstars and eat shit all fucking day, and I burn it. Like that, just because of what I do. It's gone. Sorry. But now that it is summer and it's getting up in the 90s, holy fucking Christ, these fat motherfuckers are coming out of their homes, or they're coming here from other states, And just like the couple I saw on the motorcycle, that was just like one big person with two fat fucking heads. And I'm just like, wow. You people are disgusting. I get a bad taste in my mouth every time I see a fatty. Just like, and I'm not talking like, oh, I'm a little overweight. I'm talking like, whoa, that is a big fat fuck.
Like, hey-o.
Like, whoa. Did you feel that? Yeah.
That was a gravitational pull of that fat guy.
I know. Why am I suddenly being pulled towards you in my truck that is full of water, like 2 tons of it? You fat cow. I don't know. Do something about it, please. So, thank you, guys. You good?
I'm good. You got anything else to talk about?
No, that was it. No? I'm good. I got to do some fucking show notes for Monday's show. And then, fuck you. And then, that's it.
You're not even going to get to fucking me.
You want
to
bet? How much you want to bet?
You probably won't.
How much you want to bet?
I'm going to fall asleep in there while you're doing show notes.
You're going to get waking up with a dick in your ear. No, wait. You're going to get waking up with a dick in your ass. No, wait. Fuck. You're going to get... I'll wake you up, and then we'll do it. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being here with us, hanging out, listening to our show.
It was definitely a good time.
I enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it also.
Except for when you made fun of my penis, but that's fine.
I love your penis. It's okay.
TheJamble.com/donate.
Hey.
What?
Just want to clear that up.
What?
I love your penis.
Do you?
I do.
So I don't need to go get tested then?
No, you still need to go get tested.
Oh,
they're going to give us $33 each.
If they do it, I'll do
it.
There's
three of them.
But if not, then I really don't care. I've been fine for this long. I don't really give a shit.
I just personally just want to know as a personal thing.
Then you can do it.
No, I want you to do it.
Okay. Well, we'll see. If there's money in the donate thing,
I can't
get
penis cancer.
I really don't give a shit.
You can.
Right. So. Right. Thank you, guys. TheJamble.com. Email info at TheJamble.com. Leave us a message for the Friday show, 406-204-4687. Other than that, we'll see you guys Friday. Follow us on TheJamble.com/Twitter. That's mine. TheJamble.com/Danny. That's hers. You can send us stuff, P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana 59903. We love you all. Give us some last-minute votes on TheJamble.com/vote for Podcast Alley. And we'll see you guys Friday. Goodbye.
Are you good?
Goodbye. Yes.
Again?
Goodbye.
That was great. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. TheJamHole.com.